ॐ गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मम् तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
गुरु
ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मम् तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ज्ञानमूलं गुरुमूर्तिः पूजामूलं मन्त्रमूलं गुरुवाक्यम् मोक्षमूलं गुरुकृपा
गुरु
ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मम् तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः ॐ श्री नारायण परमात्मने नमः ఓం శ్రీ నాన్న పరమాత్మనే నమః యా ఐ విష్ ఐ కుడ్ సీ రోహిణి ఆన్ ది స్క్రీన్ రా గ్రీష్మ
యా ఐ థింక్ ఉష వన్స్ యూ స్టార్ట్ టాకింగ్
యా వన్స్ షీ స్టార్ట్ టాకింగ్ షీ విల్
యా వన్స్ ఐ టాక్ యు విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ మీ ఐ థింక్
ఐ సీ యా దట్స్ ట్రూ కరెక్ట్ నౌ ఐ కెన్ సీ యు రోహిణి Yeah, Rohini, can you, I mean, Grishma, can you make her full screen? Because I see only this poster which is put on the screen. Maybe if you remove that, I think all the three of us will be visible. No? Hello?
Yeah, I stopped this.
I think now I can see. Rohini, can you see me?
I can see you.
I can't see. This is cool. Yes. Now this is fantastic. Yes. So, Rohini. So now, how do I have to introduce Rohini? I have to say Rohini is one of the sweetest children of Nangar.
Oh, my.
Rest all comes later. So, as an individual, yes, you are one of the sweetest human beings I've ever met, Rohini. I mean, this is not... praising you, it is truth which everybody knows actually. It's a truth which everybody knows because anybody that asked me who is next satsang, when I told it's Rohini, oh Rohini, she's very sweet. So anybody, you know, like if it's Rohini, yes, light and sweet. So, and of course, yeah, though you have achieved a lot of things in life, Rohini, I mean, materialistic also. Yeah, we need to accept it. You've achieved a lot in life, and then you've been so humble all through. You've been so humble all through. You had this humility inborn in you, and then, of course, your background also matters a lot. And since I'm connected to your grandparents also, no, Rohini, like I used to see them regularly. They used to visit me, you know, for the dental checkup, and they were such wonderful people. Then I realized roots matter so much.
It is so nice of you, Isha. So nice.
Yeah. And also, like, you had artists in your house, huh? Like writers and poetry writers.
He was, my nana, my granddad, was, you know, he was extremely fond of writing. He was always very inclined towards knowledge and spirituality. And yes. I think somewhere he planted that seed, Usha.
Yes, definitely.
Though I was, you know, I was never looking out for any... I had no clue that I'm going to be on this path one day, and you know, I'm going to have a guru who's going to guide me. I had no idea. But I think somewhere at a subconscious level, he kind of planted that seed.
Yeah.
That, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I think the genes also know is, again, predetermined. They bring you in a family where you really belong, where you really belong. So we will start this interactive session with your prayer of two lines to Nana. I mean, like...
With my prayer of two lines?
Yeah, any prayer you love.
Usha, I have to tell you that there is... If I have to just say, I'll say Om Shri Ganeshaya Namah, I'll say Om Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Sri Nana Paramatmane Namaha. Yeah. So let's begin the session then. So Rohini, we would want to know about your entire life actually. Because, maybe in brief, because what you are today is, I think, is a growth from what you were as a child. Isn't it? Yeah, all of us. Basically, what we began our life with what intention we had lived our life, and what manifested through the intentions we had, and then how the great guru had come into our life, and then how it blossomed. I mean, we were in the bud stage and it blossomed in his presence. It's like the sunlight, it's like the water to the soil, it's like every ingredient to make us grow. Wherever you would love to start, you just go with the flow.
I will start from the beginning.
Yes,
Usha.
Yes.
And in fact, even before I start my journey, Usha, because we've really come a long way. I think I met him 21 years back, exactly. That was just before my marriage.
Yeah.
And the first time that I visited him. So even before I talk about where it all started, I have to thank a couple of people, Usha. I have to thank my mother-in-law. I call her Atamma, you know that.
Yes.
She has been the reason why I met Nana.
Yeah.
And along with...
Rohini garu, like, can you be a bit louder? It's very low voice.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Krishna?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Is this better?
Yes, it's better. Yeah.
Okay. So, along with my mother-in-law, whom I call Atama, I have to thank all those aunties, Usha, who have actually, you know, in fact, not just aunties, all those devotees, all those fellow, you know, devotees and friends who have really supported me throughout, because there has never been a time where, you know, I was in front of Nana and somebody from behind was not pushing me closer to him. Every time, Usha, I can't see you. I don't know why, but...
you are visible to me, Rohini.
Yeah, you're back. Yes, you're back.
Yeah.
So... Every time I was in front of Nana, there were at least 5-6 devotees who were pushing me closer to him.
Correct.
Go forward, Noellu, you go forward. Even though I would never think of doing that myself, because somewhere I wanted to give him that space, and you know, as a fresher, you're also hesitant. You just can't barge in and find a space right next to Nana. And there would be so many wonderful aunties at the back, pushing me, Noellu. And they would give me a spot, right? So nice of them to actually move back, give me a spot right next to Nana at his feet. I think I have to thank all those people for bringing me closer to him. My journey is totally incomplete without their contribution.
Yeah.
And so the first time I met Nana Usha was before I got married. My mother-in-law, she took me to Lakshmi auntie's house. That was road number 45.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. you know, I wanted to call my mother-in-law as mom, like amma. I wanted to call her amma, and you know, she was very particular that because my other, you know, I have three sons, so all my daughter-in-laws have to call me by the same name. So I think you must call me Attaya. And for me, Attaya was like, you know, calling somebody mother-in-law. And I just couldn't handle that because I was like, no, you know, she's like a mother to me. She's Pradeep's mom. So I really want to
call her. She's a mom.
Anyways, no, even though she was like a mother to me in my heart, I had to practice calling her mother-in-law. That is Attaya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I just practiced Attaya, Attaya, Attaya. And finally, when I was in front of Nana, he asked me, he said, so this is my first meeting with Nana. He asked what are you going to, I was doing my MBA at that time.
Yeah,
what are you going to do after your MBA? Are you going to work? He asked me. And I said, I don't know, Nana, whatever, Attaya, because I had practiced it. So immediately I said, Attaya, I didn't have to fumble. I know I didn't say Amma at that time. So I said, whatever Attaya says, I will do it.
Yeah.
And he said, no, abbe, abbe, abbe. Attaya kadu, you call her Attamma. So Atta and Amma. So she's also going to be happy that you're calling her Atta. And you will also be happy that you're calling her
your Amma.
So this was my first meeting with Nana, where he floored me completely. I was in awe. I said, oh my God. He read my mind. And not my mind at that time, because at that moment I was not thinking about Amma. So he probably read my mind days before I even appeared in front of him.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. True.
And this was his first meeting with me, and how he attracted. So I always say that I never, you know, was in any search of a guru. I had no idea what is lying ahead of me. I was never even spiritually looking for any. I was not in search of any truth, Usha, trust me. In my search of truth.
Rohini, it's not like we need to seek. I think we get what we deserve.
I don't know.
No, in your case, I see, like, I can generalize this. Maybe I can't call this partiality either, because the relationship that I saw between you and Nana, especially between you and Nana, because there's so many devotees that had come, Rohini. So many devotees had come to Nana. Thousands of them had come to Nana. But for me, personally, what I felt when you met Nana, because almost every time you met Nana, I was with Nana Garu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, because I generally tend to observe the feelings of both the devotee and Nana Garu. I think that was a gift, because apart from Nana, when Nana was showering a lot of love, and the way the people received it, okay? In your case, it was, you know, it would blow anybody's mind, not just yours. You know why? The moment it was like, it was like, he was the magnet, and you were the little magnet.
I was just getting attracted. He was pulling me, Usha. I mean, in my case, it's so true I have not put in any effort. It has come from he chose me for this path, and
exactly.
I can only thank him, because I feel so fortunate today that he has, you know, I have seen this beautiful journey over the last 20 years. I feel so fortunate right now, Usha, and you know, it was so beautiful, because even when I met him second, third, fourth time, and continuously over the, you know, maybe 18 years or so that I was with him, I had five people pushing me. Go.
You know why, Rohini? Because there's no one like you among devotees who would stay back even when Nangari is talking. You know, like, we are least disciplined.
You know,
and you were there. And you were there, so disciplined.
Because I didn't want to intrude in his space, you know. I just didn't want to go to just barge in, and it was very difficult for me to do that. Though I know at the heart of heart, I would probably want to be right there.
Yeah, but rest of them barged in, and you were different from the rest. So it was like such a pleasant thing to push Rohini ahead.
Usha, there was a push and a pull, Usha. Now this is the funny part. There are five people behind me pushing me, go, 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 and Nana doing da. So push and pull was happening at the same time. They're pushing me closer to him, and he says, come, and he clears the spot that is right next to his feet.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I've really been so fortunate, Usha, to experience those moments with him, because
It was like, you know, it was like the dams being lifted the moment you came to him.
Oh my.
The doors of the dam being lifted, because it's such a scene. He calls you, you're pushed from behind, you're right in front of him, and there's no barrier, everything is lost.
And Usha, now I think it was his vibration that was so strong and so pure. Because of that, you know, I couldn't control my tears, Usha. I mean, I think it was the vibration. I was sitting next to, because I was sitting next to his feet. That spot, you know, that was so, that had so much of energy and high vibration that I think it was just natural for tears to come out, Usha. And it, you know, it was so beautiful. If I have to sit and recollect what he would do, he's such a naughty. You know, he knows how to bring you closer also.
Correct.
Even after going, you know, closer to his feet, probably there would be 2 feet of distance, Usha. And he would ask me a question. And when I would answer, he would go like this.
Yes, so more closer.
Now when he did this, I had to go closer. And I'm literally there next to his arm, maybe next to his legs. And I'm so... you know, that intimacy that I would have with my grandfather, that I would have with my, maybe I don't have with my father also, Usha, that kind of intimacy we had with him.
Yes,
there was no barrier, Usha, neither from that side nor from this side.
And yes, yes.
His moments are so beautiful when he does this and he's, you know, obviously, it's not like I don't trust that he couldn't hear, because there are times when he would be able to hear.
He can hear everything. Correct.
Yeah, so that's his way of bringing you closer to him. That's his way of making you feel intimate and, you know, that's special and beautiful.
Yeah, so correct.
Beautiful memories. Yeah.
And of course, Rohini, like, I would like an intro of you as a child, because you could instantly click with Nana. It doesn't happen for everybody. For you, it was spontaneous and natural. It doesn't happen for all. It takes some time. It's like, you know, instant. You were like a gunshot where you go into the vicinity and you're done. So that needs a lot of, you know, inner preparation already. You know, we go to him, and maybe it depends on how much the amount of accumulation we have inside, or how much baggage or how much storage that is stopping the reception of the grace that is flowing constantly from him, constantly and vibrantly, vibrantly. So you had all those beautiful virtues within you. So as a child, like, I think you were always open, sweet, and
I have to share that with you. Now that you asked me about my childhood, you're going to be surprised, Usha. You're going to be surprised. I was a brat. Huh? My mother used to tell me, your mother-in-law will chuck you out of the house.
Oh, really?
I was a brat. I was so short-tempered.
Oh, really?
Slightest trigger, and I was so short-tempered.
I see. Okay.
That's the reason why I have so much faith in the path, Usha, because I've seen my journey. I've seen what he's done to me over the last 20 years. You know, I was not somebody who, I don't know whether I was sweet or not. I have no idea. But what I remember was I was short-tempered. I was a tomboy. I was a brat. I loved big things. I loved, you know, party, clothes, everything. Everything that was opposite of... what we need for spiritual growth, I think that was there in me. But when I sit and think about why I'm here and why he chose me, there's only one thing that comes to my mind, Usha, that I think I think there was some goodness at heart, maybe that helped me. I think he picked the good that was inside.
Yeah,
because they say na kapatam. When they say kapatam,
yes.
I think kapatam was something that I never had.
So see, there you come.
So my personality yes. probably was very tomboyish and not very pleasing. But I think deep inside I was not a harmful person. You know, I was not a harmful child.
Yeah.
Harmless. I used to love. I think there was some goodness, Usha, that he.
Goodness.
I think
of
that
the
is
heart.
The only thing he. That is the only thing that has brought me here. Otherwise,
That's the only eligibility to click when you meet.
That's all.
No. Many people come, Rohini. What I'm trying to tell you here is, many people come to him, but not necessarily they click instantly. Mm. And the goodness of the heart is the foundation, right? Yeah. So the barrier just the moment you sit with him, because I've seen it. The moment you sit with him, it's like all the barriers are gone, and you're one with him because it's flowing from your heart. It's not something of the mind. It's not of the intellect. It just flowed from the heart because it was an instant pickup of what he was.
Yeah.
So that's something which it was very difficult for me as well as for you to express.
No. I really feel so fortunate, Usha, because I was neither searching nor was I deserving. I felt like that's why I actually just recently we did a small recap of when I had started meeting Nana. Was also when I was newly married. The first song that I learned about Ramana Maharishi was Jnanam Dhyanam Sadhana Okati Leni Naku Ramana Etlu Dorakitivi Karanam Emo.
Very beautiful.
And
I have to tell you this, Rohini. The first time I met you, so auntie introduced you to us also after you were introduced to Nana Garu, and or maybe before also, I don't exactly remember. And you were speaking such good Telugu. So I was trying to communicate in English, and for everything you were replying in Telugu. I said, where did you pick up this Telugu from? And you said, no, I was brought up here, so I know Telugu, but still you are speaking better than us. And
I think I have to again thank Attamma for this, because she refused to speak to me in English.
Good.
And because I had to communicate with her in Telugu 24/7, I think that became like my language, and I started communicating with everybody, and it also started polishing the language for me, because I knew it, but I was out of practice. She helped me get that.
So unless you tell somebody you are not a Telugu, they will not know.
Really?
You were so good. Yeah,
I thought my Telugu was horrible.
No. Because
I can barely manage.
It's not only good, it's elegant.
Thank you, Usha.
Yeah.
So I was just telling you, this is the first song I picked up, Usha. And I think this is my reality also. If I have to sit and think back, there's no question of any... I look like a sadhaka. I am far from a sadhaka. There is no particular sadhana I do. There is no practice, no routine. When I feel like reading, I read. When I feel like listening to his words, I will listen. But I don't have a routine that I follow.
Yes.
Yet he has... Usha, I have to tell you that when I see my growth in the last 20 years, it's so beautiful. The journey is so beautiful. I'm able to see the process, Usha. I'm able to see how he has actually, taken me one step at a time. Obviously, he couldn't, break all the gates in one go. He had to open one gate at a time. And he did that. I mean, step by step, step by step. his work is so, so beautiful, yes. So special, Usha. It's something, I think it's beyond expression. Yes, and I think each one of us is feeling that today.
Is feeling that today. True. But one thing about you, Rohini, like, though you didn't have an opportunity to meet him very often, it was a lot of internal thing. See, the meeting would have been maybe brief, maybe an hour or maybe half an hour. But again, even if there is a long duration between, as you said, your progress has been constant, which was visible. Which has been visible. I mean, the growth has been so visible.
Oh yes. Visible more to me because I know what pollution I had inside. I mean, obviously, you know, we all have our own personality that is for everybody else, and there is so much more happening inside.
Yes,
and
correct.
So I know where I have come from, and I know where he's taken me, where he's brought me today. Usha, I have to tell you, I think this is magical. Actually, what I'm feeling today, what I'm feeling right now, I'm so, so happy to be sharing this with you because you have been a very, very dear friend. I mean, I've loved you from the time we have met.
Yeah.
I mean, like it was an instant connection with Nana.
Yes.
It was an instant connection
with you. Yeah, for me too.
And it's just from one heart to another. Trust me, we may not speak for months. We may not meet for months or years. But every time I hear your voice or I see your beautiful smile, it's an instant connection.
I think it was mutual.
And it's mutual. I know it because that spark that comes, you know, you can see in our eyes when we meet. It's so special. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
So it's such a beautiful feeling for me to be able to express how I'm feeling today, Usha. This same person who had, you know, all these traits and, you know, attributes, all these, the ego and the frustration, the anger, the irritation, whatever, he has so beautifully, he's wiped out one thing at a time, Usha, one thing at a time, and it's still happening. He's cleansing us from within. He's on the job. 24/7 he's on the job. He's cleansing us from within.
Yes.
And you know, it's like a constant cleansing that's happening inside. And I think the one thing that I can really think of today, now that I look back, was that surrendering. You know, that was, I think, my strength for me. What helped me and what helped the whole transformation and the whole change, the gradual change that I've noticed, I think surrendering. I think he attracted me so powerfully whenever he did. I think I loved him so much. I started off with him just as my mother-in-law's guru. I don't know when he became my guru. And I don't know when he became my father. I don't know when he became my friend. I don't know when he became my mother. He became my mother for me, Usha.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no gender.
You can't particularly.
I can't say just because he was a man. He was like a mother to me because he's training me. He's changing me. He's teaching me the truth. He's showing me much more than what my mother could have shown me.
Correct.
You know, that truth that, and, you know, initially I used to think maybe this is just a art of living, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was all very, the subject was very attractive. And I remember Lakshmi Aunty had come to my mother-in-law's house. And my mother-in-law and all her friends, Lakshmi aunty, Savitri aunty, Venama aunty, Lata aunty, all, you know, Murli uncle, Lakshmi aunty, Landru Puchani, they are all, the only thing they talk about is the subject. Aruna aunty, I mean, if I'm forgetting the names, please pardon me. Because there's so many of them who have been so supportive. When they all sit together, Usha, the only thing they talk about is Nana. And so that day also when Lakshmi aunty and all had come to for lunch to Atama's house, they started talking about, so I just asked them, I said, Aunty, what's the subject and what is the whole, I had not met, I had not heard even one speech of Nana's by then.
Yeah.
So it was just that first interaction where he, you know, attracted me by saying Atamma, I had not heard him yet.
Yeah.
And so the first time that I was introduced to the subject was because of Lakshmi. So she, I asked her, I said, Aunty, so what is the subject like? You know, I really want to know. And then she used two words, Usha, independent happiness.
Wow.
This was my introduction to the subject.
Independent happiness.
Independent happiness. And she said, independent happiness is all about, you know, happiness is within, that is our true nature, and, you know, all these external situations and people and factors external to us, they don't bring us the true happiness. Happiness comes from within. This is independent happiness. Now, this was the introduction I got on my first. So I quickly asked Atama to give me a diary. She gave me a diary and I started writing my notes.
Oh, wow.
So that was the first time I picked up the diary to start writing notes.
Wow. And so you started with independent happiness.
You mean independent happiness. That was my diary and my first note that I made. Now, after from here now, very slowly I was listening to subjects coming from different aunties. Now, for me, I'm telling you, these aunties have actually played such an important role in my life because I heard the subject from them, you know. Atama would say a lot of things to us, and then there was all these aunties coming and talking about the subject. So that was my beginning.
Yeah.
And when, of course, when I started listening to Nana directly, then my diary started filling up, my pages started filling up, and this whole journey began, Usha, the beautiful journey began.
Yeah.
And so for me, the first, actually for me, the turning point, I will tell you, in my spiritual journey was once Nana had taken us to a temple somewhere in Secunderabad.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that day. Secunderabad, there's a temple, and we all had gone there. I think he had a speech at Nalagunda, or he was meeting somebody there.
Okay. Yes. So we went. Okay. Yeah, right? Nalagunda. Okay. And,
And this temple, you know, he gave me, like he always does, he has so many things to give us. He gave me a beautiful, somebody gifted him a pink color shawl, and he gave that shawl to me. I kept it with myself. I come back home, and I keep all these things with me. And now I'm thinking to myself, now the introspection, so the real introspection happened from now on. So all this while I was just externally listening to the subject, maybe that was a preparation that was happening for me, that was preparing a ground for the real work which had to happen inside. And I come back home and all this introspection has started. Then I love him too much, he means a lot to me, and he's constantly telling me to follow this path. He's telling me the do's and the don'ts. He's telling me the rules. He's telling me what the truth is. He's telling me to trust him. He's telling me to surrender to him. I am a failure as a student if I can't follow the path that my teacher is showing me.
Yeah.
So I was not happy with just listening to the subject and writing notes. So that was not... that was not what, you know, I had to go beyond that.
Yeah.
So this for me, the search, now following his path had become important for me. Sure.
Wow.
And then I think my journey inward started, which I have to tell you, you know, the first thing I think we start with was, he said, thoughtless, thought is bondage. So I started, rejecting negative thoughts that would come to my mind.
Wow.
So observation had started. Now I started observing what was going on in this head. And when I started observing, I said, oh my God, I have this thought also. All this while I was thinking, maybe I'm a very good soul. Now look at the thoughts that are arising from this. now observation started. So now when the observation started, he's showing you, before he's chucking those thoughts away, he's actually showing me what all is there inside, right?
Mm, mm-hmm.
And I started now rejecting negative thoughts. So there is a negative thought, I'm rejecting that. There is a negative thought, I'm rejecting that. Now I think that whole process of observation and rejecting negativity from my system, gradually, when that started happening, Usha, that was a long period, I have to tell you. That was not a very short period, that was a pretty long period where I was now in the process of cleansing my mind and cleansing my soul. And gradually, I started feeling, this purity inside. Obviously, because if you're going to clean up the room is going to be nice and neat and tidy, right? You're going to feel nice about it. You're going to feel nice sitting in a tidy room.
Correct.
Who wants to sit in a dirty room, right?
Yeah.
So now that I had started rejecting these negative thoughts, I was at peace with myself and I was feeling all really clean and, you know, pure and all nice, peaceful, that feeling I had inside me. So here I saw the change, right? I saw the change that I trusted him, I surrendered to him, and I put that one effort that I had to put, you know, that first That's step wonderful. I had to take from my side.
So wonderful. Yeah. So wonderful. That,
first step I took towards my inward journey, and he took over from there. Because none of it, you know, if we look at our capability, we can't, for me, I am not capable of doing even a small one paisa myself, Usha. If something has happened, it is his work and not
mine. Yes. Correct.
That I am very clear about. Because it was so beautiful. I was able to see the difference between my work and his work. You know, every time I had a training session, or I even something as small as I have to, decorate my house or decorate my room, and I have to go out shopping. If I went without surrendering to him or without his thought, if I went to do my job, I would come back with the horrible selection. I would pick up wrong curtains. I would pick up the wrong cushion covers. And I would come back home and feel, oh my God, I wasted so much money. I'm not capable of doing a small job also. I started realizing how incapable I was. And then the difference came when I said, God, I'm going to do this work today. You please do this for me. When I said, you do this for me, everything would happen smoothly, and his work is perfect, right? His work is so beautiful. So that's where I started realizing the difference between my work and his work. And I said, my God, so I am totally incapable. From today, I am not taking any responsibility. You take my responsibility. My smallest decision you take, my biggest decisions you take. I don't want to be held responsible for anything. If it is good or bad, it is your decision. It is your work. I actually threw the entire onus on him. I threw the blame on him. I became free, Usha. I became free. Because now, whatever good or bad that happened, was now because of him. Because before I start my day, I'm telling you, you take control of my day. You say what you want me to say. You do what you want me to do. You think what you want me to think. I am not thinking. I am not saying. I am not doing anything. So it was so evident, Usha, that he was in control. He was in control. And I think that this whole process of handing over the control to him and surrendering to him. And I think as I saw the results, my surrendering started becoming more and more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, because I realized that this is beautiful. I mean, it's so beautiful if I'm free from the karma, right? I'm almost free from the karma. The minute I say, you say what I have to say, you think what I have to think, you do what I have to do. Now, where is my karma? There is no karma.
Yeah, because you were giving away your doership, no, Rohini. You were giving your very doership to Nana. I mean, you were giving your entire... Yeah. I think so, this is Rohini, this is the most important step in surrender, where you heartfully, faithfully give everything and say, this is yours, I have nothing to do with this.
I have nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And things happen. Rishabh. And things happen.
Magic happens, Rishabh. Magic happens. Because the same session that I have to conduct, he's conducting now. The same selection that I have to make, he's making now.
He's making it.
So it's magical. It's so magical. And it's so beautiful because you see his presence in everything that you do.
Correct.
Every second of your life. Because now I'm telling you, now what's happening? Because now that I realize the advantages of surrendering, now yeah. I'm surrendering for everything.
Yes.
Now I have to go for a trip. God, you decide where I have to go. You decide what I have to do. You decide everything. I am free. My daughter comes with something. God, you decide what she must give. You decide her subject. I am throwing every responsibility on him and I am free.
And you're doing it so joyfully.
Because it's fun, right? Because I have no headache, I have no burden. I am relaxed. The karma is not mine. The result is not mine. Something went wrong. God, everything is yours.
This is such an important step.
Thank you, God. Thank you for everything that you have done in my life, and I am enjoying this joyride. This journey is like a joyride, actually. If you give it in the Lord's hand, He's carrying you with Him, Musha.
Yeah,
he's
correct.
Carrying
true, Rohini. True.
He sees us through everything. Yeah. Usha, in fact, surrendering, you know, there's another thing I want to add for all the devotees, because I don't know, I think sharing our personal experiences can really help each other.
It does. It does,
so
Rohini.
I remember once Nana had come to our house. I think during those days he used to go to Satyasai Kalyana Mandapam.
Yeah, correct.
And all the aunties, I would never ask Nana come to my house, because I would feel, how will I tell Nana come to my house? He has 1,000 devotees who want him to come to their house. How can I say come to my house? Again from behind 5 aunties. Kepo, tell Nana come to my house. Okay, Nana, please come to our house. This push and pull, Usha.
That's my life. I mean, you've been so lucky.
Anyways, again from behind. Yes, Nana, please come to my house. Nana came home. From Satyasai's speech, he came to rest. And one day, Usha, this was my Banjara Hills.
Yeah.
And he said, Nuvu Jnanam Pondalamma.
Yeah.
So you have to realize yourself is what he And the very confident person that I was, spontaneously, instantly, I said, okay, Nana, alage Nana. As if it's some channa batura that I'm eating, you know, I have to jnanam pondal and say, what is this jnanam? Okay, Nana. Finish. Okay, Nana. Conversation is over. Now, he told me, he gave me a command, okay, Nana, finish. I don't know what the repercussions are. Yeah. I have now committed from my side, okay, Nana, now he has, my commitment is also over. Knowingly or unknowingly, I have put myself in that spot now. Now, Usha, he started now testing me.
Yeah.
Because now, Gyanam, how will I realize the truth unless and until I know, not this.
I need
to know that all the external things that I'm so attached to and I'm so cling to, it is not this. This is not the truth. Relationships, not the truth. Finance, money, not the truth. House, not the truth. External situation, not the truth. Your own body, not the truth. He started now showing me, actually. I won't say test, because at that time when you're in that situation, it seems like a test to you. But now that you realize what happened, what was happening back then, that was a beautiful learning experience, Usha. he was showing me, you know, he had to show me before, how am I going to get Vairagyam, or how am I going to, you know, be detached to this world unless and until I believe. And how will I believe? I won't believe if you tell me. I'll believe when I experience it myself.
Correct.
Right? Yes. Just because you're telling me this is
doesn't
not the
make
truth,
it,
like, why should I believe this is how it is the truth for me?
Yes.
This is my truth. Yeah.
Yes.
I want a house, I want a car, I want this, I want that, I want my relations, I want my husband to spend more time with me, I want everything.
Yes.
So, for me, that is my truth. How can, if you tell me my husband is not the truth, is it possible for me to believe? No.
No.
24/7 I'm living with the same person.
Yes.
How can he not be true
yes.
for me?
Yes, yes.
So, he actually started showing me, you know, this is also not the truth. This is not the truth. This is not the truth. One by one, he actually showed me what I had to see, Usha, to now start believing my own experiences, and from my own experiences, one day I have to tell you, now this is my second turning point. I can't tell you how happy I am to share this with you. I've never told you all this because
It was only, you know, that wholehearted love and laughter between us.
Love
had no, honestly speaking, we hardly needed any words to exchange because it was a spontaneous love and laughter.
So exchange of love happened. Today, I'm happy that we're exchanging words because sharing my truth with you, sharing my experience with you, it's so special for me, I can't tell you right now.
And actually, it means a lot to me.
Usha, as I told you, my first turning point was that temple visit. Yeah, the day when I realized I had to turn inward. I had to start practicing what I was reading. Without practice, that reading made no... it was not satisfying to me. Now came my second turning point in my life, where now I'm feeling completely, you know... I just not this. I'm somehow not this worldly, you know, life was not giving me the pleasure anymore.
So now
I once one day I was just sitting in my, this was now in my Gachibowli house, and I'm sitting in my balcony in the morning and having my cup of tea. And Nana had already
Be a bit louder. Be a bit louder. Very low.
Bhishma, so sorry for the volume, because what happens is when we are going inward now,
it doesn't come up. Correct.
I understand, but like participants are asking to increase volume, so I'm just talking to them on their behalf.
Okay. I'm going to try. To be a little more conscious about my volume. And so one morning, Usha, I'm sitting in my balcony and having my cup of tea. And so as I was telling you, Nana prepared the ground. Yeah, my daughter chose a profession where she had to start dreaming at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. She would be out of the house. Now, one parent had to take her. Pradeep was so fond of sports. He took the responsibility and said, I will take her every day for sessions. Mm-hmm. And he was very passionate about sports himself.
So both
of them would leave early in the morning. Now what do I do? I am alone at home. Nobody to talk to, nobody to disturb me. Now in the initial stages, it was very difficult for me to accept, because this was my husband was my truth, my daughter was my truth, they were my
truth.
Life, they were my everything.
So suddenly
my truth is leaving the house at 4 in the morning. The entire day they are out training and practicing. I have no choice, but I'm left alone in the house. Now when I'm alone, so this ekantam that Ramana Maharishi and Nanagaru, so one is surrender, Usha. One thing that I have seen in my life was surrender. And the second thing that worked for me was ekantam, that is...
solitude.
Ekantam.
Solitude.
So the, again it was a push from the Lord, because I didn't choose solitude. He pushed it on me. He took away everybody from the house I was left alone at home to now sit and introspect. Now when I'm sitting alone in the balcony and having my tea, and I'm totally, you know, these worldly pleasures are somehow not giving me that I won't say worldly pleasures, I'll say worldly, these whole external factors were not giving me pleasures anymore.
Hmm.
And I felt, you know, what is the whole, I started questioning here, Rusha, now.
Hmm.
Now
hmm.
I started questioning about life.
Hmm.
So, what meaning does my life have?
Hmm.
Why am I here? Am I here to just eat and sleep and just, you know, do my daily chores? Is this what I'm born for? Is this what life is all about? Every day, eat, sleep, wake up, repeat.
Hmm.
And so the questioning started, and I said, no. You know, what is this body? This body also will go away. My, you know, relatives are getting knocked down. The people I know are getting knocked down. We are seeing people depart from this world, and yet we continue to believe that this body is real. I said, no, I'm not going to, you know. So there was a lot of questioning that was happening, and a lot of introspection, and I was getting these answers from within, Usha. All the answers to my questions were just pouring out effortlessly from within. And that's the reason why even before Nana departed this world, I was not dependent on his physical form.
Correct.
Because I realized that he was already guiding me from within.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And because I was experiencing that guidance and the inner voice
within.
Telling me, giving me the answers.
Yes.
I realized that this is not just restricted to the physical
body. Correct.
There is something. He's somewhere within. He's giving me guidance from within.
Yes, yes.
And these now these
and also that's true love, Rohini. That's the true love, because it's not just the body or his words, but it's much more deeper.
Something that was giving me all the guidance from within, Usha. There were answers coming out, and I told God that day. I said, Nana, if my life has no meaning, then I don't want this life. You know. I am not able to see myself eating, sleeping, repeating this whole pattern. I want my life to be more meaningful. I'm not doing any special charity or any special service. I'm not doing able to do anything. Or at least I don't have the inclination to go out of my way and do something, some kind of sadhana or some kind of charity. I said, I'm not okay with.
Whatever little
we were doing, see, I don't even count it. I mean, small things we all do in our daily lives, those we don't even come to our mind, actually, Usha. Mm. But something big that I, you know, something that I can really...
appreciate yourself doing.
Something satisfying that I've really done something satisfying.
That
was not happening then. And so now that was my second turning point in my life, Usha, where... I think from there on, the real vairagyam started happening.
Huh.
So not this. Then when not this, then what?
Then what? You have come to the right point.
I came to this conclusion on that day, that if it is not this, then there is only one thing that is true, and that is eternal, and that is God. Now that God and Guru, and because Guru was also giving me guidance from within, so God and Guru is one, that realization also
has come.
That God and Guru is one.
And they both are
somewhere within me also, because they are guiding me from within. That was my truth, because that I experienced that, Dusha. It was not something that somebody told me.
It was my personal
experience. So, I had to believe it, that my God and my Guru is within me. And they are guiding me from within. And so from then, I think real surrendering, you know, real surrendering and I think my entire, whatever I was doing, whatever I was thinking, everything, I started attributing it to the Lord, and I think since then, Usha, he has changed my life, Usha. He has, the same person who said my life is meaningless, he's used every part of me, Usha. He used my body, He's used my hands, he's used my words, he's used my brain, he's used my everything.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
And today, if I have to look back, Usha, my life is so satisfying today. I really have no regrets. Because he has turned around things for me. He has used this body, this mind, my words, he has used every part of who I am today. I can tell you that I'm a very satisfied person today as far as that Rohini's life is concerned.
Yes.
Now this is the external me.
That's why I said, you know, in the beginning itself, that's why I said integral part of spirituality.
Yeah.
Spirituality is integral. It is integral, Rohini, which is to be understood by everyone.
Yeah.
It's not something where you run away from life. It's not something where you practice something with the feeling that I am doing this. It's not a daily exercise where you think you have progressed ahead. It's not like your physical fitness where you're, okay, maybe you reduced your weight or you have increased your fitness. You can measure that. And it shows in your inner peace and joy that reflects from you.
And Usha, you know, Rohini,
which can't be deceived, right?
Can't be deceived. Usha, I remember I had seen a serial on Buddha, Usha. And in that, I was so greatly influenced by the words of Buddha, actually. That also really, really, I think, helped me going inward. I remember there is one point where Buddha, you know, everybody knows he was a prince, right? And then went to the ashram and in search of truth.
Yeah.
And there came a point when he was leaving the ashram. And the head of the ashram tells him, why are you leaving? Where are you going? He says, I'm going in search of answers. And then the head of the ashram says, but all the answers are there in our granthas. They are there in our scriptures.
Yeah.
All our scriptures have all answers to all your questions.
Yeah.
He says, no. I'm not looking for answers that somebody else has given.
Yeah.
I want my own answer.
Answer. Absolute beauty. 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 Yeah.
I want this my answer.
This is so important, huh? I mean, this is a new light for our satsang, Rohini. I mean, I'm so proud of you. Because it's always chasing the words and repeating the words. How much have we really worked at the meaning of the words? I mean, how much was it a true subject to our inner heart? And once the teaching is imbibed and you have got your answer, then it's the truth.
It's your truth, right? Nobody can take it away from you because you have seen it, you have felt it, you're seeing it right there.
Yes.
And Usha, this was the point when the Buddha's words really hit me, and I said, you know, you could listen to cassettes for years, 20 years we are listening to cassettes. From 20 years I'm reading Nana's books and Bhagwan's books. There is so much of discussion and satsang and externally so many things we are doing. But how much am I going deep into my own, soul, my own source? That journey, I think that journey really happened because of these words that I heard Buddha say. And I want my own answers. And Usha, that I'm telling you, this entire process of not this, taking away negative thoughts, cleansing your. I think this whole cleansing is nothing but setting a platform for the real miracles to happen, Usha.
Happen. Correct. Correct. Correct.
So this whole not this, not this also was not the truth.
That
was just like you're going and sitting into the temple, you're lighting your diya, you're lighting your agarbatti, but that is not the truth. That is just helping you realize the truth.
Yes.
Similarly.
I mean, preparing the atmosphere for the holiness.
Preparing the ground. It was preparing my ground. Not this. Clearing away all the garbage that was inside. All the fears, all the, you know, any obstacle that was coming in the way of eternal peace and realization was being cleared. And that was setting the platform for realization, let me say, because that is the final. Yeah. That is the final.
That is final, correct.
Yeah,
right?
And Usha, as this process kept happening, I did not realize, because I am still very busy surrendering, right? You only take care of everything. I don't want to do anything. I am busy surrendering. Now, I am busy doing this, but he is busy doing something else. He is preparing me for something I have never imagined in my wildest dream. He's preparing me for a journey I have not even dreamt of, Usha. Because when you read Bhagwan's books, it is just, unless and until you experience it yourself, they are just words that are coming from somebody you trust and you believe, and you're just blindly believing it, but you have not felt it yet. How can I imagine something unless I have felt it? I cannot.
Yes. Yeah.
So I am now, Usha, I am surrendering, and to a point where there was a day, I have to share this with you. In fact, a night, I was sleeping. I don't believe in miracles. I don't believe in dreams. I don't believe in magic. When I say magic, I don't believe in any external magic, yeah. So I don't believe in when I hear somebody say, you know, naku nana kallo cheru, dreams happen, it's okay. But that's not the real truth, right? So I would give too much importance to those things. But now there is a night and I'm sleeping, Usha, and from inside there is a ocean of peace that is coming out of my own inner self, and I can see Nana's face in front of me, and I'm hearing three words: peace of mind, peace of mind, peace of mind. And this whole peace of mind, it, I could feel the vibration maybe extending few feet away from my body. I am vibrating at a very high frequency and I can feel it. I can feel the vibration. It's not something unbelievable. I'm feeling it, right? I'm experiencing that at that time.
Yeah.
So for me, it's happening. Hmm. And peace of mind, when that night, Usha, I couldn't sleep because I was feeling so peaceful. And I said, you know, maybe Nana is thinking about me, and maybe, you know, I'm... This is his way of making me realize that no external factor in the world can be traded for your peace of mind. So even if you want something, and if I tell you, if I give you that, but you trade your peace of mind for that, you will say no.
No.
Because this peace of mind that you have experienced today, you will not trade it for anything in the world.
Correct. Correct.
And that day I felt so relieved. I felt so as if somebody had just taken the baggage off my head. And because now I knew I had chosen one thing. He asked me for a choice and I made my choice. I chose peace of mind over everything else. And now this is over. Now this night is over and I'm sharing with my aunties again, like my favorite aunties. They have always been a part of my spiritual journey. So I shared it with them. And within the next day or one or two days, Usha, I can't tell you, I was in my sleep floating and swimming in the deepest ocean, and I'm swimming deep down, going in deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and for a second I felt maybe I'm now traveling to the next, maybe I'm going on to my next journey. I didn't think I'll come back. I traveled so deep. And while I was traveling, and while this thought came to my mind that I may not come back, Usha, not for a second did I have a feeling of regret. Not for a second did I think I need to go back. I could see what Nana has done to my life. I mean, I could see what he's done to me. The same person who can't live without her family, her. I was traveling and I didn't feel the need to go back.
Which is really, really amazing, Rohini, because even if you had the minutest of clings anywhere, you will dread going in. It's not that easy.
It would have been fearful, and that's why I'm telling you, Usha, why I believe in Nana even more deeply, and why I believe in this path of this entire whole spiritual path of Gyan Marga, because I'm a live example. I'm a specimen for this.
I
can see what has happened to me, and the same person, I'm traveling into the deep waters, Usha, and it's an ocean which is, and this, can you imagine, this ocean is all here. This entire ocean is here. It's so vast, it's so deep, and I suddenly, and I'm going deeper and deeper, and I'm not stopping, and I'm not stopping, and I'm just swimming deeper and deeper. You can imagine, it's probably like I'm hitting the center of the earth. I mean, I'm literally going in so deep. And there is that place, Usha, that place is timeless. That place is wordless. That place is thoughtless. That place is godless.
Yes.
And it's right here. It's right here.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
And ever since then, Usha, there's been this entire, you know, I actually below the heart, we sense it from below the heart, almost hitting, coming all the way till here. It's like an aura that only I know, because I'm feeling it. My body is going through some vibration, some higher frequency, which I have never sensed before. It is something that is very new to my body. But it has been now happening for a very long time, and this is my new normal.
Yes. Wow.
This has become my new normal, Usha. I wake up, there is some kind of vibration here. I'm sitting and talking to you, there is some vibe. It has become, my body is not the same body anymore. And now when I look back, I realize what was he preparing me for? I am very happy with not this, not this, not this. You do my curtains, you do my draining, you do my... That was nothing compared to what, where he's brought me today.
And how do we describe this?
Wordless. Wordless, thoughtless. Godless also, the same God.
Yeah.
He's showing me a world that is my new world for me, yeah. That is my new truth for me. And today I realize what, why he was saying this is dream stuff, because this is dream stuff.
Stuff, correct. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
So it's not the words. As Buddha said, I need to know the truth myself.
This is my truth.
Absolute beauty. Beauty, Rohini. Beauty.
Where I came from, I not at all a deserving candidate, and yet one surrendering and two solitude. I think the two things that I can vouch for today.
I think I can't even say we can watch for it, Rohini, because when the truth decides to engulf, everything else is, we can't attribute it either. We can't attribute it either, Rohini, because it's like when the ocean decides to swallow you. Now, a tsunami decides to swallow Rohini. You are peacefully sleeping in your house. And the ocean, the tide lifted itself up. It has taken you into the deep waters. And what do you say? You should be sleeping on the bed silently. You should have cooked and eaten this and slept on the bed. Nothing, right? If the ocean chose to pick you up, take it into itself, yeah, and take you deeper into it. Now, where was Rohini?
No, but again, my message, Usha, my message to the devotees through this medium, I really want to share, because I'm not somebody who, I don't attend too many satsangs, Usha. I don't meet people too often. I don't go out too often. My only interaction with people is the social media. Actually, that's why you probably see a few of my Facebook and Instagram posts. That is my only interaction with the world. You will be surprised. I think the entire lockdown of 8 months, barring my brother started some
very beautiful,
barring home to his work just to help him settle down, I think in 8 months I have gone out maybe twice.
Seriously?
In 8 months my family would have taken me out for one maybe a dinner, somebody's birthday, I don't remember, and maybe another one more, somebody else's birthday in my family.
That's all.
Dinner, to one lunch, one dinner, some two occasions I have been out in 8 months. Other than that, I have a couple of times gone from home to my brother's office and
to help him out.
So my interaction with the world is just social media, Usha. I don't meet much. I am not a phone. If you ask my mother-in-law, my attama, she will tell you I am not a phone person. I don't call much. I don't meet much. I am so. I really want to share this through this platform with all the devotees, that when the time comes what has to happen will happen, the magic will happen, the realization will happen, and I still don't know how far, I still have to go. So, you know, this is, I'm just sharing how much I have seen.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
probably
yeah.
things I have still not seen.
So
my only message is, when the time comes, things will happen. But
yes.
till the time comes,
you need to be
sincere.
Till the time comes, you have
to be consistent with your surrendering and solitude. Practice.
Correct.
Your practice
Correct.
Is surrendering, solitude. You have to turn inward. You have
That's
to
correct.
Question. You will get
correct.
Your answers.
Correct. Correct.
And
correct.
And on this path of spirituality, you may be tested a million times. The key here is not to lose faith in the path, not to lose faith in your guru, not to
yes.
lose faith in the Lord. Because
yeah, yeah.
that is a test that you will have to pass.
You have to pass.
Yeah.
This will not go easy unless yeah. you are completely attached to Him more than anything else in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More than anything else in the entire world, Rohini. It's not just
yeah,
one
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
If your love for Him is much stronger than anything else
yeah.
in the world, only yeah. then this, only then this shall happen.
Only then it's possible. Yes,
yes. yes.
yes. Right.
As you said, yes. you have to give up there.
You have to.
Because
until and unless I pass the 10th class, how will I go to my 11th class?
Correct.
I have to pass
Correct.
A test, right? Now you can't blame the teacher for taking my exam, because if I don't
yes.
write the exam, how will I go to the next stage?
Correct.
So similarly, there you will have tests in life, but you have to go through them with faith, with complete faith and devotion.
Mm.
And I think that's the key, Usha. And when the time comes, when the mango is ripe, it will fall down, right? It's just a matter of time.
And also, Rohini, it's only after this experience of your truth in your heart,
yeah.
only then does it become effortless.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, Usha, if somebody tells me, don't put your hand in fire because it'll burn you. Unless and until I put my hand in fire, how do I know it's going to burn me?
Yes.
Once
yes.
I've touched it and I know it's going to burn me, that's become my truth, right?
Yes, yes.
So similarly, once I've experienced this, this has become my truth. It's as true as if I touch the fire, I will get burnt. If you throw me in the swimming pool, I will get wet. Whether I
wet.
Go on my own or five aunties throw me from behind,
push you in.
I am going to get wet.
Correct.
So, everybody has together thrown me into this ocean, Usha. Now I'm swimming inside. I'm enjoying the dive. I'm enjoying the swim. Because
yeah.
it's a beautiful, beautiful.
It's like this, no, Rohini. You know, like Nana says, no. He quotes this quite often. I mean, like it's already said by Ramakrishna and all the great ones, the Buddha, the Ramakrishna. Because it was their truth, right? It was the truth.
Yeah.
It's their truth, our truth. It's the only truth.
Yeah.
It's like this salt doll thrown in an ocean, where it dissipates itself.
It dissolves. Yeah.
So once you have, as long as you're on the shore, you are still a salt doll.
Yeah.
Only when you're thrown in the water does it dissolve. So as long as you're still on the shore as a doll, you are a doll, maybe talking, maybe doing things and maybe saying things, but you're not dissolving.
Yes.
Dissolving happens only after you are in the ocean.
That plunge, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you have to take that. And that's where actually the true sadhana begins, where you're losing yourself. Spontaneously, without any effort. What a beauty, Rohini. I mean, it's so beautiful, no? Seeing you. I mean, you are beautiful even otherwise as a woman. So it's
beauty
like,
lies in the eyes of the beholder.
No. In your case, it's true. Like, I mean, you have to admit that Kashmir is crown of India, right? So it's like, yeah, certain complexions, yes, they belong to a certain race and we need to accept that. So it's like, I mean, the beauty outside when combined with the beauty inside, I think in Miss World, Miss Universe Kadra, it's Miss God.
God has no Miss and Mister also, yeah. Just ocean.
No, but if we have to mention it with words, we have to say something.
Ocean, let's call it ocean then.
Mr. Slash, Mrs. Sir,
Nana said, remember, Usha, once he had come to Jubilee Hills, my in-law's house, and Nana that day said, Bhagwantudu ante enti, what is God? Undatam. He used the word undatam. Be. Just being. Yeah. Being is God.
Yeah.
So I am not this. I am not that. I am.
Yeah.
I am is yeah.
And the beauty of this satsang, I'll tell you, Rohini. You wanting to know it by yourself and experiencing it yourself, only then that is your truth. Till then you are only talking about it. You're just talking about what others spoke. Yeah. Which is so important. And the key that you have told, the silence and solitude, where you have to introspect and you have to cleanse yourself, I mean, of the negativity. As you said, help is always there, Rohini. Help is there for everybody, always. It's up to you. It's a choice where you decide you want to be cleansed.
Yes, the choice is yours. That's the only thing that you need to do, then make that choice.
Yeah.
Just make that choice.
Yeah. And also, like, Nana came to your house intentionally, his life. Yeah.
My.
Yeah.
Oh, my Usha.
Yeah.
Actually, Usha, there are two very special, memories for me. One was our Kasi trip with Nana. The second one was when Nana came to our house after he was hospitalized.
That was a very special, very very special. I mean, it was chosen. Yeah. The venue he would stay was chosen. Intentionally,
push and pull, aunties from behind, Atamma and all my other lovely sweet aunties, Cheppu, tell Nana to come to your house.
And
I don't have the sense. Huh?
Rohini also, it was very close to Care Banjara. Your house was close to Care Banjara and Nangaru was admitted in Care.
Yes.
And that was the trip when he had to maintain some social distancing, I mean, like COVID social distancing, because he was really unwell.
He was
on a lot of medication. He had to rest and not many people should visit him. And your house was ideal.
Yet that thought didn't come to my mind. I had Push saying, call Nana home, tell Nana to come home. So I said, Nana, please come home, Randy. And as he had planned, he came home. That was a divine plan, which was probably already made.
Absolutely.
The push and pull is there, but the plan happened and he came home. And I think those were the most beautiful moments of my life, Usha, where he stayed with us for 4 or 5 days.
Krishnastami. Krishnastami fell during that time.
Janmashtami happened in our house. And, waking up in the morning to see his face, and sitting with him early, just me and Pradeep and I think Nagalakshmi aunty and Bujji, I think just 4 or 5 people. Staying with us.
Correct.
So 4 or 5 people in the morning and just his presence and him talking. It was as if I'm spending time with my own tata, my dad, my grandfather. It was that intimate feeling, and I can't forget Ruhi's Odni function was I think within 10 days.
Correct.
Came home, and Ruhi's
he blessed
tremendously, something like that. And Usha,
I think he's, yeah, I think it was her birthday. And also, yes. Also some function was
only
coming
in
and
month.
He, yes. Her birthday was when
because
Nana
I remember
there.
30th August is Ruhi's birthday, and yeah. Nana was there around 20th August or something, if I'm not
yes.
mistaken.
Yeah.
10 days before her birthday. And her Orni was supposed to happen in October.
Yes.
And
so
through
he
you,
blessed for both the occasions.
Both occasions, and he would say, call Ruhi, call. And there was, I remember there was one Sunday when Ruhi was at home, and she's this very shy kid and very quiet, and she's to herself,
yes.
You know, not too noisy and running
yes.
around, not like that. So Sunday passed by, and there was this Monday morning, Nana's asking me, yesterday was Sunday, right? I said, yes, Nana. Ruhi, interview on that? I said, yes, Nana, Ruhi was at home all day. He had a, I don't know whether I should say surprised expression, or he was so happy. He said, this child is, you know, the gunas that this child has, her blessings are with her. Because he realized that being such a small child, you know, it didn't look like there was a child in the house the entire day.
Yeah,
you know, not
yeah.
once did she say Amma or Dad or shout or call somebody. So there was no sense of her presence.
A child being in the house, and yes.
In the house. So he showered his blessings. That entire trip, I think, he just showered his blessings with all of us. We sat and saw some Telugu songs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
All NTR Savitri songs.
Beautiful.
I missed this because I had cases in the clinic, and then I came back, you all lured me, and then luckily you had these videos, you showed it to me, and I was like,
yes. We sat and saw black and white songs, and but one learning, one message that, in fact, two messages he gave me on that trip, Usha.
Huh.
One message was we, actually, while watching these videos, there was some Anguli Mala. I don't know if there was a Anguli Mala movie that we were talking about or what, but that story popped up, and he said when Anguli Mala stopped Buddha,
huh.
He said, oh my God, it's so much power and energy, Usha. Nana said, Agu.
He
said, Agu. And Buddha replies back to him saying, God bless you.
Yeah.
And that message was so, so beautiful.
Powerful. Yeah, yeah, powerful
yeah,
too.
It was so
yeah.
powerful. Agu. And he looked into our eyes and said, Agu, Agu.
Agu.
And so, you know, like, stop.
Yes. Actually, this he repeated for a week after he left also, like, because he was very, very specific when it came to subject and the way he, you know, pushed it onto you, like the push and pull. He would push it into us. Whatever he intended to do, he just pushed it into us, Rohini.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he would look at devotees and, you know, like, he would actually be telling about Buddha, but he would be working on every devotee that he was
on
looking
us?
At.
Yes. The work
so,
is happening. We never
so,
knew that.
So he would, you know, he would put his hands in, Agu. You know, like, he would
Agu,
put this.
Agu.
So yeah, the moment he
Agu.
Says that, no, you we stop.
And suddenly
then
like,
and
stop.
There.
Yeah, stop.
Yes.
So that one story was very, very...
profound.
You know,
profound.
Yeah, for me, that
yeah,
was
yeah.
that really had an impact.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the second
yeah.
thing that happened on that trip was the day he was leaving our house.
Yeah.
The day he was leaving our house, he walked and he looked at all the Radha Krishna paintings that I had on my walls, and you know, he bid goodbye to everybody, and I was also walking, we are all walking together, sending him off, and he stopped right in front of my main door. And right opposite my main door is a Balakrishna painting.
Portrait.
There's a Balakrishna portrait. And in that, there's butter everywhere, and he's you know, eating. He's eating that butter. Yeah. And this entire vessel, this entire whole vessel has a whole lot of butter.
Yeah.
And Nana stops there and says, నువ్వు కూడా ఇలా కమ్మగా
అయిపోవాలి
అది మింగేస్తాడు. సో
yes, I was there. It was I was there Rohini, and it's such a,
as that butter, Krishna will
swallow
you, and you will be merged and dissolved in the Lord.
Yes, and that was such a precious moment. It was such a precious moment. And I think he's done that to you.
I cannot thank him enough for whatever he has done to me. Whatever he has made out of this. He's shaped like a clay pot, Usha. He's literally shaped us, Usha.
Yeah.
We are not the same. I'm not the same person anymore. I mean, I'm not the person who I was when I started my journey. And even I may appear to be the same, I may be wearing the same clothes, I may be going in the same
direction. That's why, no?
I know inside I'm not the same person.
No, I mean, like, Rohini isn't, that's why, you know, that's why Nana always says, the person beside you will not know what has happened to you. When grace comes and drenches you, nobody will know, not even your husband or not even your children or not anybody beside you will know it, because it's something that is internal. It's got nothing to do with the outside world.
Yeah.
But you become a channel. No, it's the truth is you become the channel. Like he starts working from you, from through you.
That I felt so truly, because the moment I started feeling his power, and I started feeling, I could see the grace, I could see the work, I could experience it myself. You know, I started realizing that I cannot keep this to myself.
Yes,
it will be extremely selfish for me, because I don't go out anywhere. But if I keep this to myself, it's going to be very selfish of me, because this is not mine alone. This is a gift that he has given,
and
his work must continue. Through me, I am just a small part of the whole mission, of the whole work that is being carried out by gurus and by Bhagwan, by Nana. There are so many who are carrying out this mission. Buddha, Ram, Krishna, Paramahams. We are, you know, we are fortunate that we have been chosen for this. To experience this truth.
Not to keep it to ourselves.
I cannot keep it to myself. You know, I was thinking, Usha, before the meeting also, I was thinking, should I speak my heart out? Should I speak my heart out or should I not? I said, the only way to do this will be to speak my heart out. I don't deserve to be here if I cannot tell you what Nana has done for me.
Absolutely, Rohini. And I mean, I'm so proud that, I mean, how do I tell you this? Because, as you said, the mission has started in a very, very beautiful way, because Nana is the one that has taken control of our lives. Nana has taken control of our body. As you said, Nana has taken control of our mind, our living, our very existence. So how can it be limited to you if it's the truth? And that's what I'm trying to tell people, Rohini, because something is hindering you from talking. Please look at it. It's not Nana that is hindering.
Nana never hinders the flow of truth. So check within yourself and introspect to see what is obstructing you from speaking the truth which Nana has blessed you with. And I think you coming on the platform at this point of time is also the divine will, as everything else is. Yeah.
Yes.
It's so important, Rohini. Because see, the world is in such chaos now, how we began our journey and where we are today. If at all there was no Nana in our lives.
Oh my God.
We would have just been part of the chaos that's happening in the world.
Yeah.
And maybe more insane than the rest of the world outside. Because we are more sensitive, we are more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And we can easily get dragged.
Yeah.
So like he chose us and he, you know, like he looked at us as if we were precious to him.
Yeah.
Though we didn't know his value much, Rohini, but he looked at us as if we are his most precious possession.
Yeah.
And today we cannot, as you said, we cannot be selfish to keep it to ourselves and, okay, Nana has blessed me. No, it's not you. He has blessed you so that you lose yourself to reflect him.
Because I asked him, no, I want meaning in my life. I don't want my life to be meaningless.
Yeah.
Now he's using every part of me to spread his mission and to spread the word and to reach out to more and more and you know, help them believe that just because you're going through a rough patch doesn't mean this is it. This is just you're learning, this is just the process. You still, you know, you'll be shocked when you reach closer to the destination, because you'll then realize that whatever I was going through for the last so many years was a part of my training.
Exactly. So there's nothing that you've got to really regret in life. And also, the thing you told me, Rohini, when you started your journey, I mean, this is so beautiful, such a beautiful journey, Rohini, because you started introspecting because you realized that subject is not something to be spoken but to be experienced. It has to be your truth, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, what do I do to get this truth to myself? Yes. So what you had to practice was what Nana spoke, because you were truthful. You were truthful to Nana, and realization pondali amma ante, okay Nana.
Oh my god.
And that okay.
Like I'm ready to eat some chana bhatura, yeah? Okay, Nana. Okay, I'll do it.
So I'll you became his chana bhatura.
Oh my god. He cooked me, he cooked and fried me and tossed me around. Huh?
And also, like, and it has a coincidence again, no? Like, he's already told you, ila aipote, Krishnudu mingestadu.
Mingestadu. Yes, you have to become as pure as butter.
As you said, it's a willing conviction in faith that we need to give ourselves up to the Almighty. Mana chattani teesi, pavitrataki ivvadam. That simple small step, but sincerely, Rohini.
Small step, yeah.
Kada?
Yeah, that's all.
Kada? Yeah.
Small step with sincerity. That's all.
With sincerity. Yes.
And he will do some now, then he will take over from there.
Yeah.
From there, he will take over.
Take over. And take over ki kunchin chinna avakasam. It's like auntie's pushing you. It's like auntie's pushing you, call him home. So call him here. Yes. To call him here, you need to be pushed. That little push is give up what is not you.
Yeah.
And solitude, as you said, Rohini. And solitude,
solitude
under
helped
ki,
me, Usha.
Yeah. And as you said, this COVID time has
pressurized us to stay at home.
Yeah.
It has stopped the whole world, actually.
Yes.
So it's the best time where ఎవరు రారు మనం ఎక్కడికి వెళ్ళక్కర్లేదు.
Into your ocean, and you will be amazed at what a genius you are.
Correct.
You will be amazed at what a genius you are, because you know you need an art. You need to know the skill to dive so deep, and you suddenly realize that you are a pro at it. You know, you are a genius at it. You just need to dive in. Come on, dive in and just watch. Just watch yourself swim like a pro.
I know. I love this word, pro.
Yeah. There are no amateurs in there, you know. Once you're in there, you're a genius. You're a pro.
You are the amateur. Yeah. Amateur is when you don't dip in. When you're on the shore, saying the sea is so. The sea is so-and-so, the sea is so-and-so.
The water is deep, the ocean is deep. As long as you're saying that,
you are a pro.
Yeah.
So the choice is ours.
Yes. Stay there and watch or dive in.
Yes.
Stay there and watch others dive in.
So, correct.
Like somebody else's answers. I'm reading books, I'm reading somebody else's answers, like Buddha said, but I have to dive in to my own
experience. So beautiful, Rohini. And then there were times when you went to Jinnur.
Yeah.
And he would make you
da. And then so I'm squatting closer, I'm trying to squat. I would squat 1 inch at a time because I didn't want to intrude his space, but he would ensure that I came all the way till his chair. And my hand would be on his chair, and I would be I would be as if I'm sitting next to my own grandfather, you know?
Yeah.
My own dad, my own grandfather, my own mother.
Yeah. So when was the last time you met him?
Oh my. Oh, what a question, Usha. Last time when I met him was with you. I don't know if you remember, when he was unwell. And he was in Vizag.
Right, Rohini, I remember. Yes.
That was the time when you left your family, your child.
Correct. You had come. Yes, Rohini.
All your time. Me and again my favorite aunties.
Aunties were there, correct.
All of us, my Attamma, my aunties, my entire batch, my supporters, my well-wishers, Jing Bang, we were all there together. We went, so we all entered the room, Usha. You were sitting there with Nana. All of us were standing behind. Again, we were all standing behind near the wall.
Nana, yes, you were maintaining a distance from Nana.
We are all at a distance. Yeah, we are all standing near the wall. And Nana goes, he would, started chatting with everybody, and then he looked at me and said, "Meeru mi abbai ni ba tayar che ilu il abbai ni chala ba tayar chestunaru. You're training your son, you're training your child very well," is what he said. And then he did pull.
Come.
Come. So because I'm standing near the wall now, and I'm somewhere in the end, I'm probably the last one standing in the entire group. He goes, "Come." Now when I come and sit next to his bed. And I think while doing come or while talking to me, I think his hand was, it kind of was left
touched
loose.
You.
It was left loose and it was hanging. It was hanging out of the bed.
Yes, correct. And you held it. Yeah,
and I held his hand. And I
held it.
And I kept
it
on the bed under the pillow. And I didn't leave it because it was my chance to touch Nana. So I just kept my hand and I didn't leave it. Usha, I didn't leave his hand. He also didn't leave it.
He didn't leave your hand. Yeah.
He didn't leave my hand.
And it was such a lovely moment. It was such a lovely moment. I remember, Rohini.
Usha, he was holding onto my hand, and he continued talking to everybody. We were chatting. All that happened. And now it was time to depart. It was time for us to leave. And I had to take my hand off.
And off his, yes.
Because it was time to leave. He did not leave off my hand.
Yes.
And today, for me, it's such a symbolic moment, Risha, because I feel like this is my truth. He never left me. If at all I had to leave, I had to leave. But he has never left me.
Yes. It's not only that he did not leave you physically, he did not leave any aspect of you. He has owned you, Rohini. I mean, it's such a wonderful thing to be the owner for yourself, but your father is owning you. You know, like, we are into independent happiness is being in him. Being in him is the independent happiness, that we don't exist apart. So, you know, like,
we don't realize that. We don't realize that when our training is happening, we realize this as the process goes on, the drilling and the beating up and the bashing up and all that cooking and roasting. After all that is happening, then you realize, oh, you know.
Isanta drama, I mean, like, we were
all that was just all that was just some dream stuff. All that was just some time pass. For him also time pass, for me also time pass. Asal, this is the real truth. For this real truth, we had to go through all that
bullshit.
All that we had to go through.
You know, many times, Rohini, I would wonder, why did I have to suffer so much? If I felt lighter then, I should have felt lighter then. Isn't it just a comedy? Can't we laugh at all this now? I feel you get so much laughter today. And I'm like, why was so overwhelmed then?
Yeah. Usha, there are a few words in Ramana Maharishi's book that I read. It's a book in English, and again, my Attamma gifted that book to me on my birthday. Yeah, if I ever realize myself, it will probably be a big deal. All the aunties, including my Attamma, will be the reason why I would have
realized.
I would have realized, yes. That book that she gifted on my birthday, I read, and the words say, a day will come. A day will come when you will laugh at your own effort.
Yes, absolutely.
A day will come when you will laugh at your own efforts. That which will be on the day that you laugh is right here and right now.
Now, correct. Absolutely. Absolutely, Rohini. Absolutely.
That which will be on the day that you laugh is right
is there,
here
and now.
Right now.
Correct. It's only the only difference is you know it, you do not know it.
and that is why our genius gurus have named it realization. Why did they not name it something else? Why is it realization? Because it's there. All you need to do is realize that it is there. It was already there.
Yes, yes.
The peace is coming from your own self. The peace is coming from within. The deep oceans are within you. They are not anywhere outside.
Yes, yes.
Where are you searching for? Where are you hunting? Where are you searching?
Rohini, when Bhagwan starts from Madurai, he goes to Tiruvannamalai from Madurai, no? Mm-hmm. So on his way, he stops at this place called Tirukoilur. He goes to the temple and he sits in the Shiva temple. He's alone. The shrine, Shivalinga is there and he's sitting there. And then he's sitting in his deep state of, you know, like that nothingness where, you know, this ocean, the way you said, the ocean was engulfing him and he couldn't come out.
Yeah.
So he was in that state of complete Sahaja Samadhi. And there was this, you know, like this beautiful, you know, bright light passing. So he opened his eyes because it was so bright. The light was so bright. And he was, he opened his eyes to see. He was thinking probably it's coming from the shrine, the Shivalinga. But when he opened his eyes, he realizes it's from himself.
It's his own light.
It's his own light. It's his own light. So it's our own, very own light. Yeah. Yeah. Beauty, beauty, Rohini. So how would you like to conclude this?
How would I like to conclude this? I will conclude by saying, I am.
Wow.
I am.
Yeah.
And this I is not the Rohini I. This I is not the false I. This is the real I. This is the soul. This is the soul. The soul I. The soul me. That I am.
Beauty. The true meaning of beauty. Rohini, once we because we've concluded this, it would be good if, because we still have 10 minutes to go, we will close this English session, and few words for the Telugu devotees in short. The message, yeah. because they've been waiting, you know, like even all those who do not know English, maybe more than 50 or 60 of them, they're just watching you for the mere delight of it. So it will make their day if a few words are spoken in Telugu. Maybe we can still continue the video. We will close the English session. So speak a few words to the Telugu devotees.
Sure.
In Telugu.
I think for me it will be a very big switch because I'm suddenly talking in English for such a long time.
So name the Telugu lo, switch. I will give you the switch. Telugu lo name cheptanu. రోహిణి తెలుగు అద్భుతంగా సో భక్తులందరికీ ఒకసారి రోహిణి తెలుగులో మాట్లాడమన్నాను ఎందుకంటే నేను రోహిణి గురించి తెలుగులో చెప్పాల్సిన అవసరం లేదు ఎందుకంటే తెలుగు రోహిణి అద్భుతంగా మాట్లాడుతుంది అండ్ ఎలా ఎందుకు అంటే తెలుగు అంటే సిన్సియారిటీ వచ్చేసరికి రోహిణి సిన్సియారిటీ గురించి మనం మాట్లాడుకుంటే ద ప్యాషన్ టు లెర్న్ అంటే ఇది నేను నేర్చుకోవాలి ఫర్ ది అంటే దేనికోసమో ఎవరికోసమో లేకపోతే ఏదో చేయడం కోసమో నేర్చుకోవడం కాదు జస్ట్ ఫర్ ది బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ లెర్నింగ్ ఇట్ అంటే అది నేర్చుకోవాలి నేను నేర్చుకుంటాను అంటే ఇష్టంగా ప్రేమగా
యాక్చువల్లీ ఆ ఇష్టం ఎలా వచ్చిందంటే ఉషా ఆ నాన్నగారు మీద ఇష్టం తోటి ఇది ఇష్టం ఏంటంటే ఆయన మీద అంత ఇష్టం వచ్చేటప్పటికి ఏంటంటే అది అట్రాక్ట్ చేసింది దట్ ఆయన నా గురువు నాకు ఆయన అంటే పిచ్చి పిచ్చిగా ఇష్టం ఆయన నాకు తండ్రి కంటే ఎక్కువ ముఖ్యం అయిపోయారు అటువంటి నేను నాకు ఫీలింగ్ ఉన్నప్పుడు నేను ఒక నిజంగా ఒక నేను ఒక మంచి డివోటీ ఉంటే నేను ఆ మాటని నేను ప్రాక్టీస్ చేసుకోవాలి ఆ నేను ప్రాక్టీస్ చేయకపోతే నేను ఒక ఫెయిలియర్ సో ఆ ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ తోటి ఆ వేళ నాకు ఆ ఇంట్రోస్పెక్షన్ ఆ లోపల నుంచి నాకు ఆన్సర్స్ రావటం నాకు క్వశ్చనింగ్ అబ్జర్వ్ అవటం అవన్నీ ఆయన మీద ఉన్న ఇష్టం అదొక ఇష్టం మనకి అన్కండిషనల్ గా ఇష్టం ఉంటే చాలు ఉషా
అంటే హద్దులు లేని ఇష్టం అంటే నాన్నగారి దగ్గర నుంచి ఏ హద్దులు లేని ప్రేమ మనకు వచ్చిందో అంత హద్దు లేకుండా మనకి ఆయన పట్ల ప్రేమ ఎప్పుడు వస్తుంది అంటే మనం తెగిపోయినప్పుడు వస్తుంది సో అది తెగిపోయింది సహజంగా సో ఏంటంటే లైక్ ఆయన ఏదైతే చెప్తున్నారో అది నేను ఆచరిస్తే కదా నేను నాన్నగారిని గౌరవించినట్టు నా ప్రేమ ఆయన పట్ల నిజం ఎప్పుడు అంటే ఆయన నాకు ఏదైతే చెప్తున్నారో అది నేను ఆచరించి ఆయనకి చూపిస్తే కదా
ఆయనకి చూపించడం కూడా థాట్ లేదు షా కానీ ఆయన చెప్పిన ప్రతి మాట నేను ప్రాక్టీస్ చెయ్యాలి
అండర్లైన్ అని చెప్పిన మాట నేను ప్రాక్టీస్ చేయాలి. ఈ నేను పుస్తకాలు పట్టుకుని, నేను గ్రంథాలు పట్టుకుని, నేను ఓగా చదివేటం, రోజు కూర్చుని డైరీలు రాసేసి నా బీరువా నిండా, లైబ్రరీ నిండా డైరీల తోటి నిండిపోయింది. కానీ అది నాకు ఉపయోగం ఎప్పుడు వస్తుంది? నేను ఆ మాటని నేను ప్రాక్టీస్ చేస్తానే కదా నాకు ఉపయోగం వస్తుంది. అప్పటి వరకు నేను ఇంకా వదలడానికి లేదని ఆ ఒక్క పట్టుదల, ఒక్క ఆ ఒక
పట్టుదల,
పట్టుదలతో.
కానీ రోహిణి, అందం ఎంత ఎంత అందం అంటే ఇది, పట్టుదలతో ఒక భాష నేర్చుకోవడమే ఆల్మోస్ట్ చాలా చాలా టైం పట్టేస్తుంది. అండ్ తెలుగు అంత అంత తేలిక కాదు, ఇంగ్లీష్ అంత తేలిక తెలుగు కాదు. ఎస్పెషలీ హిందీ స్పీకింగ్ పీపుల్కి తెలుగు చాలా కష్టం. తెలుగు హ్యాపీగా అంటే ఒక భాష నేర్చుకోవడంలో పట్టుదలే కాదు, నువ్వు ఏది చేసినా పట్టుదలగా చేసి, నాన్నగారి దగ్గర కూడా పట్టుదలగా ఆయన చెప్పింది నేను సొంతం చేసుకోవాలి. సో పట్టుదల, సిన్సియారిటీ అంటే కృషి ఉంటే మనుషులు ఋషులు అవుతారు అని ఊరికే లేదురా పాట. కృషి ఉంటే మనుషులు ఋషులు అవుతారు. సో అంటే ఎక్కడ అడుగు పెట్టినా అంత చూసావు. సో ఇది, అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎండ్లెస్ ఓషన్, ఎండ్లెస్ లోకి పడిపోయావు.
టైమ్లెస్, ఎండ్లెస్, థాట్లెస్, వరల్డ్లెస్, గాడ్లెస్ కూడా
ఆల్సో.
మనం గాడ్లెస్ చెప్పడానికి భయపడతాం, కానీ దిస్ ప్లేస్ ఇస్ గాడ్లెస్
కూడా.
అండ్ అక్కడ ఏమీ లేదు, అన్ని లెస్ ఉన్నాయి, అన్ని లెస్ ఉన్నాయి, ఏది లేదు. కానీ పీస్, ఆనందం, అన్లిమిటెడ్ అంటే ఒక ఓషన్, ఒక సముద్రం ఎంత డీప్ గా ఉంటుంది, అంత డీప్, అంత డీప్, అన్లిమిటెడ్ పీస్, అన్లిమిటెడ్ ఓషన్ మన లోపల నుంచే మనకు తెలుస్తుంది.
దీనికి రోహిణి నేను ఒక ఉదాహరణ చెప్తాను, నాన్నగారు చెప్పారు. ఐ మీన్ అంటే ఎక్కువ సార్లు చెప్పలేదు రోహిణి, ఎందుకంటే మేబీ అంటే ఆయనకు కూడా, అంటే ఈ ఆయన శరీరం కూడా ఆ ఓషన్ లో భాగమే కదా. అంటే మనం ఫిజికల్ బాడీని చూసాం, కానీ ఆయన మహాసముద్రమే కదా. సో ఆ సముద్రం నుంచి ఎప్పుడు ఏ ప్రెషర్ వస్తుందో అది ఎవరికి తెలియదు. సో ఈ ఓషన్ గురించి వచ్చినప్పుడు ఆయన చెప్పారు, మీరు సముద్రం ఒడ్డున నిలబడి, సముద్రం ఒడ్డున నిలబడితే వేవ్స్, కెరటాలు వస్తాయి కదా. కెరటాలు వచ్చినప్పుడు తుంపర్లు మన మీద పడతాయి, ద డ్రాప్లెట్స్ ఫాలో అస్. సో ఆ తుంపర్లు పడినప్పుడు, అబ్బా సముద్రం ఎంత బాగుంది, ఒడ్డు ఎంత బాగుంది, ఈ తుంపర్లు ఎంత హాయిగా ఉన్నాయి అనిపిస్తూ ఉంటుందంట అని. మీరందరూ ఇప్పుడు అలా ఎంజాయ్ చేస్తున్నారు నాన్నగారి ప్రెజెన్స్ ని. నాన్నగారి సమక్షం ఎలాంటిది అంటే, చెప్పారు రోహిణి, నాన్నగారు చెప్పారు, సముద్రం దగ్గర మీరందరూ ఉన్నారు ఒడ్డున కూర్చుని, అబ్బా సముద్రం ఇంత బాగుంది, సముద్రం అంత బాగుంది, ఈ తుంపర్లు ఎంత హాయిగా ఉన్నాయి, మనకి ఎంత సుఖంగా ఉంది అని అనుకుంటున్నారు. కానీ మీరు ఉండి దాన్ని అనుభవిస్తున్నారు. మనము ఉన్నాము, అది అనుభవిస్తున్నాము.
అది ఉంది, అవును.
ఒడ్డు దగ్గర నుంచి వెళ్ళిన తర్వాత ఆ తుంపర్లు పడవు, ఆ హాయి ఉండదు నీకు. అది నీ సొంతం అవ్వాలి అంటే నువ్వు సముద్రం అవ్వాలి.
అది అది.
సో ఎంత కాలం మీరు ఒడ్డు మీద కూర్చుంటారు, సముద్రంలోకి నడవండి. అండ్ హీ సెడ్, నువ్వు నడుచుకుంటూ వెళ్తే లైక్ నీ కాళ్ళు ములుగుతాయి, నీ నడుము వరకు ములుగుతుంది, నీ పీక వరకు ములుగుతుంది, నీకు భయం వేస్తుంది. ద బ్యూటీ. కానీ రోహిణి, ఇన్ యువర్ కేస్ నాకు భయం లేదు, తిరిగి రావాలని అనిపించలేదు, అంత అంత ఇష్టంగా నేను లోపలికి వెళ్ళగలిగాను అంటున్నావు చూడు. అలా వెళ్తూ
రిపేర్ చేసేసారు అంటే, ఇది ఆయన ముందు నుంచి ఏదో ప్రిపరేషన్ చేసి పెట్టారు ఉషా, ఇది మన చేతిలో లేదు.
లేకపోతే కష్టం, లేకపోతే యు విల్ నాట్ వాంట్ టు గో.
అక్కడ భయం వస్తుంది కదా. సో ఆ భయం రాలేదంటే ఆయన ప్రిపరేషన్ చేసి అందులో
చేసి పంపారు.
నేను చూసామన్నారు అనమాట. అది ఇన్ఫాక్ట్ నాకు ఒక ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వస్తుంది ఉషా, నిజంగా ఇది ఏంటంటే, మనం ఆ రోజు ఎప్పుడు వస్తుంది, యూనో మనం ఇంత ప్రయత్నం చేసుకుంటున్నాం, లేకపోతే మనం ఇందర్ గా వర్క్ చేసుకుంటున్నాం, చాలా మంది సరెండరింగ్ కూడా చేసుకుంటున్నారు. ఆ రియలైజేషన్ మనకి ఎప్పుడు వస్తుంది, ఎప్పుడు వస్తుంది? అది ఎలా ఉందంటే,
మనం ఇప్పుడు హైదరాబాద్ నుంచి ప్లేన్ ఎక్కుతాం ఉషా, ప్లేన్ ఎక్కి చెన్నైలోకి దిగుతాం, చెన్నైలో మళ్ళీ మనం కార్ ఎక్కుతాం, ట్యాక్సీ ఎక్కేస్తాం, ట్యాక్సీ నుంచి ప్రయాణం మొదలు పెడతాం.
ఎల్తా
ఆ ప్రయాణంలో ఒక టైం వస్తుంది, ఆ అరుణాచల కొండ మన కళ్ళు ఎదురు ఉందా మనకు తెలియపడుతుంది, మనకు కనిపిస్తుంది.
అవును,
అది అక్కడే ఉంది కొండ, అక్కడే ఉంది అని ఆ ప్రయాణంలో నడుస్తూ ఉంటే ఒక రోజు వస్తుంది, ఒక స్టేజ్ వస్తుంది వేర్ ఆ కొండ మనకి కనిపిస్తుంది. జర్నీ కూడా అంతే ఉషా, ఆ జర్నీలో మనం చేసుకుంటా ఒక రోజు వస్తుంది ఆ కొండ మనకి.
కొండ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్. అదే అన్నారా రోహిణి, లైక్ లాస్ట్ సెంటెన్స్ హీ సెడ్ వాస్, నువ్వు నడుచుకుంటూ వెళ్తే ఏదో ఒక చోట నీ కాళ్ళకి భూమి అందదు. దిస్ అసలు అప్పుడే ఓ మై గాడ్ అని అనిపించి యూ లూజ్ యువర్ సెన్సెస్, యూ నువ్వు కోల్పోతావు రోహిణి. యూనో ఏం చెప్పారు, నువ్వు నడుస్తూ ఉంటావు, ఆనందంగానే నడుస్తావు, నీ ఒడ్డు నీ నడుము వరకు వస్తుంది, నీ చెస్ట్ వరకు వస్తుంది, నీకు భయం వేసి ఇంకొక అడుగు వేస్తావు, నీ భయం తెలిసే లోపల నువ్వు అగాధంలోకి వెళ్ళిపోతావు. ఆ అగాధంలోకి వెళ్ళాలి, అగాధంలోకి వెళ్ళాలి. అది
నా ప్రకారం మనకి ఆ భయం తీసిన తర్వాత లోపల వేస్తారు ఉషా. ఆ భయం ఉన్నంతసేపు లోపల వేయరు అసలు, ఆ భయం తీసేసిన తర్వాత అప్పుడు అందులో.
అంటే మేబీ దట్స్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ నాన్నగారు.
బ్యూటీ ఉషా, యాక్చువల్లీ ఈ రోజు నేను ఈ మొత్తం ఫ్లాష్ బ్యాక్ 21 ఇయర్స్ ఫ్లాష్ బ్యాక్ వెళ్తా ఉంటే మన గురువు గారి పవర్ ఏంటి, ఆయన డివైన్ అండ్ ఇది ఉట్టి మన గురువు గారు, ఇది కాదు ఉషా, దిస్ ఇస్ లైక్ మహాయజ్ఞం ఉషా. ఇది ఒక పెద్ద
యజ్ఞం,
మిషన్ జరుగుతుంది, ఒక పెద్ద యజ్ఞం జరుగుతుంది. మనం అందరూ వేర్ స్మాల్ 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 పార్ట్ మిషన్ అండ్ ఈ ఓషన్ లో ప్రతి ఒక్కళ్ళు ఆ ఓషన్ లో వెళ్ళి
మొలగవలసిందే.
ఎస్ There is no other end. ఈ మార్గానికి అదే డెస్టినేషన్. There is no other end.
Lose yourself.
మనకి నచ్చినా నచ్చకపోయినా ఆయన ఇష్టం అలా పెంచుతారు, ఆయన మైండ్ ని ప్రిపేర్ చేస్తారు, ఆయన స్టేజ్ ని సెట్ చేస్తారు, ఆయన భయం తీసేస్తారు, ఆయన అన్ని చేసిన తర్వాత ఆ ఫైనల్ ఆయన తీసుకెళ్తారు.
కాళ్ళ కింద గ్రౌండ్ ఓడిపోతుంది.
And we will be floating like fairies and angels.
Pro.
Genius. Yes. We become genius at flying.
Yeah, so a beautiful session, Rohini. I can't even, you know, like, I can't even conclude this because you already concluded it. నేను ఉన్నాను, ఉండడం కిందే ఉన్నాను, ఉండడం ఇస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. యా, థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ రోహిణి, థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్. యు హావ్ కంప్లీట్లీ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ నానా అండ్ హిస్ లవ్. యా, ఓం శ్రీ నాన్న పరమాత్మనే నమః.